wase wase. Welcome to yet another episode of Monday Night Live. Na kama kawa, we normally say that Monday Night Live is the best way to get rid of your Monday blues. Eh?
Yes.
The segment moja conversation fresh sana.
Safi sana. Where we get to interact with you one on one. And a bigger story.
Now, by the way, I see there is a very interesting discussion.
Yes.
That has been led by Al Asadi Media.
Hey.
Al Asadi.
Yes.
From my intelligence. Mm-hmm. Ako kule Garissa.
Ako Garissa ndani.
Ako Garissa ndani, anakula nyama ya ngamia pale, akiangalia conversations live.
Yes.
Na wewe mlikunywa maziwa ya ngamia mkafanya ile kitu.
Nikupigia story, maliza story. Piga hiyo story, atakupigia story ya ngamia. Leo lazima
nikuchapie. Leo hiyo story lazima tupige.
Yes.
The other thing, watu tunataka kukumbusha watu, tuko na conversations raw.
Yes.
Conversations Raw is where the Retriven series shifted to.
Yes.
So kama unapenda hizo magari mzee mzee, enda pale Conversations Raw. It's the sister channel to Conversations. Eh?
Yes.
Na without further ado, I think Mungu atawekea link.
Yes,
you are subscribed.
Pale pia ukabi tuko na Restoration.
Restoration Sundays. Mm.
Tumerudi.
We tuite mgongo because we are back.
Leo na rayu. Umesema Al Asadi Media maandisha conversation gani?
A very interesting conversation.
Yes.
Al Asadi Media nasema, you guys got great content in your live session and my advice to you is that the live session should be broken back into further smaller segments.
Yes.
And if possible, animated in that way.
Yes.
Leo tume divide into smaller segments.
Yes.
So it's something that is in the works.
Definitely.
Animation
bit we will work on.
Yeah. We will work on it. Pia anasema anasema tutengeneze studio set.
Yes.
Aongeze lights, tuongeze background tufanye nini?
Tick.
Hiyo maneno itafanyika.
Itafanyika.
And as if that is not enough.
Yes.
Al Asadi Media ameambia wase tuko na
123,000. Yes.
Kila mtu akitoa so kwa super chat.
Ah.
Studio itaweza iwezi.
Muacha wacheni na studio ya Citizen. Sisi tutatengeneza sasa ya CNN.
Yes.
Itakuwa na set ya kufanya paka reviews.
Exactly.
We are not joking.
So, highlight of the week. How was your week?
Before highlights we kept. You need to say hi to people who are on this chat, my friend. Umeongea juu ya Al Asadi peke yake. Umeona jamaa anajiita
Noel Simiu.
Ndio nashangaa. Umeona jamaa anaitwa Davis Mwangi.
No, kuna watu kadhaa, kuna Noel Simiu pale.
Yes.
Kuna MN.
Kama kawaida Mushiri Rungu ako ndani kutoka Thika. Tyson Ochola kama kawa.
Tyson Ochola huwa hahati.
Gerald Kigen ndani. Robert Onyambu.
Collins Togoch straight out of Chebarbar.
Robert Onyambu ni kama namjua.
Eh.
Kama M-Pesa yake ametutumia kidogo mahali. Sijui tulikufanyia kazi gani. Just gaming.
Just gaming always. Kama kawa, kama dawa. We also have Chepkemoi Masi.
Yes.
Pia yeye naona ako ndani kabisa kutoka where? Manda Lamu.
Hey.
Hey, huko kuna kuwa na wifi?
Eh, hey, Manda. Manda ni pale hivi, kuna kambi ya jeshi huko.
Hey.
Naijua, huko ni kubaya sana.
Ni kubaya,
eh. Victor Koech, ako ndani, Chege Kentos kama kawa.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, watu safi sana. Kuna jamaa, nilikuwa na shangaa, dasoma hili na sangapi. Anonymous team. Lazima akwepa.
Anonymous team akikosa bana, ni kama stima zitakuwa zimepotea.
Tunafunga. Egesela. Huyu lazima akwepa.
Alafu High Silicon naona amesema mchango ya studio. Imeingia pale Super Chat. Ameweka 500 Kenya shillings.
Perfect. Charles Magut, tutadila swali yako very soon. By the end of this session.
Na if...
Watu anasema mic yangu kwa chini mbugwa. Is my mic off?
Pupu.
Ama ni nini? Ama nisongesha karibu.
Songesha karibu.
Hapo mko sawa sasa wangwana, wakurugenzi.
Alafu kuna... Kuna...
Acha nisongesha mic wana. Sike.
Eh.
Kula hiyo maneno huko mimi nikisongesha.
Pia kuna huyu kijana Emmanuel Oduor anasema anatuonyesha kutoka, anatuona straight from Kayombo Tole.
Jamaa anaitwa His Silicon F1. Huyu jamaa anatamani kujua ni nani.
Mchango ya studio bana.
By the way, hawa sio wako hapa 279. Kila msaki toa so. Next Monday live we are taking a commitment. Tuna change his studio setup.
Completely.
Yes.
We have to change. We have to keep on changing one thing at a time.
We revamp it.
Kuna watu wanatuita hapa ati bwana Sungunyo na Ndoige.
Kuna ingine mpya imetoka.
Eh? Eh, kuna ingine mpya imetoka.
Inaitwa aje
hiyo? Hiyo ingine inaitwa Perpetu.
Perpetu ni ile imetoka Qatar.
Hiyo imetoka Qatar, sasa imekuja na ubaya. Inaitwa Perpetu. Hiyo sasa ipindi. Inatoka juu kirudi chini.
Kirudi chini. Eh. Sasa Ibra, yes, we, without further ado, we yes. are 8 minutes into Monday Night Live, yes. the last episode of January.
Yes.
Sasa unajua tunatoka, unajua what we normally say, ile ngoma ya P-Unit, una hauna. Sasa tumeruka January, tumekanyaga
February.
Sasa February unajua pia pale 14th kuna hey, wanaume boychan.
Eh, hey, ongea maneno pole pole.
Hiyo hey, tusiongee sana.
Kuna jamaa alina na maua Kwale.
Eh,
hey. Bado hajatupatia story kuliendaje.
Mm-hmm.
So now, before we take or we dive into the topic of today, we've introduced a new segment which we want to call things that people think we said that we did not say.
That we did not say.
Yes.
Na nitaanza hii segment na mtu hapa kwa chat. Somebody who goes by the name Noel Simiu.
Yes.
Noel Simiu amesema, VP Brian Walker, you guys say that diesel engines are not good in terms of acceleration.
Yes.
Have you ever chased a Hilux GD6? That thing flies. Can you explain why they are an exception? Let me clear that out.
Yes.
We have never said, we have never
said
that diesels are not good in acceleration. What we say is that they are not good off the line.
But we have clarified and said once they take off the line,
rolling ziko sawa.
Eh. But off the line.
Off the line they are not very good.
Hata huyo mtu umesema huyo wako na GD6 hata ona watu off the line.
Off the line hata ona watu.
Lakini the moment they have started going, I think fantastic.
Hata wafikia sana.
Let's get into it, Wakabi.
Yes.
Bila kuchelewa.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked about how not to lose your money.
Yes.
Kuongea juu ya buying your car. And the second part, we talked about maintenance, not how to lose your money again. We talked about spare parts, mechanics, garage, nini nini. Now, today, hizo vitu zote ni kama tumesha sort. Sasa umesha jua garage yako iko wapi, usha jua spare parts iko wapi, usha nunua gari. So now today we are discussing about the do's and don'ts after
you buy the car, after you have not lost money.
Yes.
Now before tuongea hapo, highlights of the week. Umeepuka hiyo segment.
Hey, highlights of the week for me, the highlight of the week is today, Wakabi. It's today, man. I'm happy. Today I've been in one of the most iconic, interesting, surprisingly fast
cars.
Car. From an unlikely manufacturer.
But wase wanaweza ona hiyo kitu on Wednesday 8 p.m.
Yes.
Pale Conversations Row.
Yes.
I was also, that car is, I think it over-delivered today.
That one did.
We did a review, a redriven review of one of the most celebrated old cars, yes, of back then.
Mm. We can tell them, Wakabi, so that they expect.
Nissan Sunny B13.
They have expected it.
B13. There are a few secrets about the B13 that you need to know.
Yes.
Highlighting in of the week.
Yako sasa. Mimi have given you mine today. I'm happy. Ah! How can I forget? Hey, Wakabi, you want to go? we got arrested.
We got, I was guest of the state.
Walishika conversologist.
Hey, last week nimetoa kiatu bwana. Nimetoa kiatu na mshipa.
Wakabi was arrested. Wase wa Kiambu police station. Kuna majama wazuri hapa, by the way, big up to them. Everybody was
kuna,
nice.
Kuna majama wazuri na pia kuna Omundu shut up.
Hatu Omundu shut up.
Omundu shut up.
So the conversologists were arrested. It was a very silly thing, but we fixed it.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, we sorted it out. So we are good. But just know that this guy was a guest of the state for a few hours. I think that is the first time uliku natoa kiatu, Wakabi. If I'm not
si mara ya kwanza, unajua mwanaume hii Nairobi.
Lazima utoe kiatu.
Lazima utoe kiatu once in a while. Unajua pia pale
kiatu na mshipi.
Kiatu na mshipi. Si mbuzi wako kule ndani.
Lakini tuambie huko ndani ulipata kwa jamaa anaochinga conversation.
Kule kulikuwa na mafans. You see? The good thing. This is one thing about guys who watch conversations.
Yes.
Unaingia pale ndani hadi yule. Unaona huyo ofisa wapo
mwenye anabuku,
anataka selfie.
na kufunga but jua tu bana we ni gang.
We ni gang. Ni orders.
By the way.
We ingia hapa.
But those guys were dope.
Those guys are nice.
And the moment even the base commander like realized what we do and who we are and the stupid mistake that had happened, because it was just a stupid thing.
A very stupid mistake.
Miscommunication. And once that was fixed, I think we were out. It was a traffic offense. It was a silly traffic offense which just needed some clarity on it, and then we out. Na sisi wa Kenya wazuri hatukutaka kulipa hongo, hatutoangi hongo. So we wanted to go through the right
the right process.
And we did that until the end of it.
Hey, that was one.
That was one
highlight of the week.
Yes.
The second highlight of the week, yes. The other interesting thing is hatukujua watu wanapenda Fordeva Restivo.
Yes. Yes, kuna gari zingine. But even though kuna jamaa ametoa comment pale menuwasha kidogo, but I understand. There's a guy who said, I think on the video of the Ford Everest, he said, why do we review, how do we call it, basic models of those cars and we don't say they are good because they are basic? And for me, the question I will turn back to him is, why are people buying the basic
models? The basic,
models?
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
They know they are basic. What the interesting aspect of it, Wakabi, is that they know the basic ones fetch
lower
exactly.
Price.
So unataka kuwa bazu, unajua Everest high end spec itakuwa this much, but you still love the Everest, and the manufacturer have decided that they'll give you levels. Unaweza anzia hapa 2-wheel drive na 2-liter Duratec ukisonga 3.2, understand? So
but I do have a question.
Yes, here. Yes.
Why do you need an SUV that is 2-wheel drive? You know, it doesn't make sense. It has never made sense.
I understand where you're coming from, Okabi, but one thing probably for me, what I think the manufacturer are doing is they are categorizing the users of these cars.
Yeah.
You understand? So there are guys who don't look at that car as an SUV. They actually look at it as a status symbol, a mall crawler. You know, they will never go off-road. Umsa naishi Kilimani maisha yake yote, ama naishi Karen maisha yake yote, au si watu adventurous kama sisi, they will never. In fact, ukimwambia hiyo gari atapitisha mahali kuna maji kidogo kashimo, anakuambia no, my car can't pass there. So they want the Everest, they want the look of the Everest, but they do not plan to go extreme where that car requires the 4x4. So for them, I think the manufacturer thought, okay, they're this kind of people. Then they made.
But you see, the Everest is the only vehicle of the Pajero Sport that is based on the Shogun.
Yes.
The other car we have is what do you call this thing?
The MUX. Or we have already said
MUX, Fortuna, Everest, Pajero Sport. That is the Pajero Sport that is based on the L200. Mm-hmm. Apparently, yes. In that whole class,
it's only
the Everest that has a 2-wheel drive option, which doesn't make sense.
Okay, so now I understand where Kabi were coming from. But you remember the story we heard about the L200 and the other sister, the luxury sister, which was the Lexus LX 570,
mm-hmm.
where the Lexus LX 570 has all those options. But you and me know that it will take a crazy person to actually go off-road.
With that
most,
car.
Most of the people who will buy that car will just use it for... You've seen it. Watakuwa tu wanatembea kwa lami. Yet it has state-of-the-art 4x4 capabilities, things that will make you enjoy your off-road adventure. But they're only crazy people who will do that.
Who will do that?
But 90% of people who will buy the Lex, they'll buy it for the luxury. So they'll just be moving VIP movement.
Range Rovers as well.
Exactly, yeah, Range Rovers. So I'm thinking those kind of people who cannot afford the Lexus, who cannot afford the Range Rover, and think the Everest falls around that. Because it looks big. Looks awesome. It looks, you understand?
Yes.
I think so. I don't know, because the question I will ask is, if that is not a good thing, why do we have them and why are people buying them?
You know, those 2-wheel drive options are available for some markets
exactly.
For instance, I think they are only available in Thailand and I guess South Africa
and Japan.
Japan, they don't have them. They don't have Everest in Japan.
By the way.
Yeah, they don't have Everest. They don't have Fortuners.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I tend to agree with you. Tuingie kwa topic. Tushaingia
4x4. Tuingie kwa topic.
Tuingie kwa topic, Okabi. So, nishanunua gari. I want to, us to categorize these things in three formats. One, we are going to talk about maintenance. So I've bought my car, and then we're going to talk about security. And then the second part of the conversation, we're going to talk about modifications.
Yes.
Which is one of the main sought after interests ya watu wananua magari. Wasikia mtu anakuambia nataka kununua gari au kabi nataka kufunga mziki ya 150,000. Anataka kuweka springs gari inuke kama kijiko.
Wanasema ati kama salamanda. Wanataka ikunywe maji.
Bas. Ikue kama probox za kubeba miraa.
Bas, nakaa hivi. Yes. Nakaa kade mamevaa heels.
So let's go into it directly. Okay, I've bought my car. So what are the first important things that I need to take care of immediately? Na sign ile contract, na pewa funguo ya gari, gari yako ndo hiyo ushalipia. Now you're out of here. So we are going to do it two parts. I want you to start with foreign used, and then we talk about local used.
Well, let's start with foreign used.
Yes.
Because with foreign used, there are so many myths and misconceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You see, number one, if you're buying a foreign used vehicle, it's always advisable to do an oil change.
Yes.
But you can attest to this.
Yes.
The cars that we have sourced, most of them, for our clients,
yes,
and we do the first service for them before delivery, mm-hmm, the air cleaners are normally spotless clean.
Clean, that is true.
In fact, 100%. I don't want to buy a kuchange hiyo kitu.
100%.
Okay, it's advisable you do that change.
Yes.
But pia, unajua kuna ingine ni kuwaste pesa.
Mm.
Unangalio air cleaner na wani safi.
Yeah.
You retain it.
That is
but
true.
But do the oil change.
The oil change is important.
However.
Yes.
I want to remind you of a Peugeot, mm-hmm, a red one that we sourced for one of our clients.
Yes.
It had the last service interval in Japan.
Yeah.
And it was very well stuck on the dashboard.
Yes. With the type of oil
used. With the type of oil, mm-hmm, and even the next service interval.
That is true.
So do you think it's prudent for you to do an oil flush on that one?
No. But you see, I think there are two ways Wakabi look at it. Eh? So for us, me and you, we say we don't care what they have written there.
Yes, we
don't
flash
care
them.
What people say has happened to this car.
Yes.
We want to start afresh. We want to be sure that it is us who did A, B, C, D. So then we do it. Whether the oil ni safi, watch to discuss kama iko inje.
Iko inje, yeah.
Yeah. So it is recommended, do something that you are completely sure of. However much umambiwa mwekewa sticker, for me, I feel the recommendation would be just flush the oil.
It is very good to flush the oil.
Yes.
By the way, that's one thing we recommend. Because even that car, it has probably been sitting in the sea for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Or even a month and
yes,
something.
Yes.
So it's good to do the oil flush.
Yes.
But there are things that people do that are not right. Number right. One, if it's a petrol-powered vehicle, changing the spark plugs.
That is correct.
That is... You do not, you know what you do with spark plugs, especially when you're doing a foreign used vehicle.
Yes.
Just get one of them with a plug spanner.
And inspect.
And inspect it.
Yes.
If it's in good condition, do not change the spark plugs.
I will in fact surprise these guys that there is a big market and demand for foreign used
spark plugs. For foreign used spark plugs. You see, even for us, and yes, it's good these guys get to know.
Yes.
That lately we have been on the lookout to use... Yes. Ex-Japan
spark plugs.
The ones that were talking about those engines, zime kuja. Because especially for Japanese and European cars these days, getting genuine spark plugs, bro, it's quite a hassle.
You're right.
But with those ex-Japan spark plugs, especially ile unaenda pale Kirinyaga unatolewa kwa engine.
Yes.
Not unless imewekwa. Those spark plugs are just marvelous.
If Ruben is watching us, he can attest to this.
Yes.
Because he was having issues with fuel economy. Ruben is our friend. He's a very serious, talented UX developer.
UX developer,
he's
yeah,
working on our website, which is coming very soon. Kitu moto.
Moto sana.
So, yo kitu mnaona hapo in our boy, it's all right. Vumilieni tu kidogo.
Na pia tunawaletea, it's a very interesting product. Because
yes,
you will be able to buy a car,
definitely,
book a pre-purchase inspection online.
Kila kitu.
You know, utapata hizo... QSIJ verifications, everything. So it's going to be a one-stop shop. But anyway, away from that, Ibrahim.
Yes, yes.
Also on the Honda Crossroad, ile ule jamaa wa thick and wati.
Definitely.
He was having
issues
with fuel economy. So what we did, we just got spark plugs,
yes,
from an engine,
yes,
that was shipped from Dubai.
From Dubai, yes.
And trust me, the fuel economy, ilitoka 9 all the way to 15.
To 15, you're right.
So if those spark plugs, you inspect them and they are good, tafadhali.
Keep them.
Ndani ya
gari.
Hey, weka ndani ya gari.
Usidanganywe na wale. You see, now, this is a problem. There are people who will tell you. You see, I always say it's business. And I don't want to fault people who are doing business. Kwa sababu hapo ndo wanasema wanapata kipato chao. But anytime you go to a doctor and you look like you have an insurance card, you look like you have money, you look like you can spend. I'll tell you for a fact, the hospitals will even admit you for a toothache.
A toothache, exactly. Mauna umu wana nywele.
Tuna wana nywele. Ayo kavi. Wataku admit. You understand? Because they know you have money. You want to spend. So it's the same way. You buy a car, badu kuna vishasha na moto ya gari mpya, umesonga pale wengi wanafanyanga Mombasa. Mm. Wanaenda pale unapata wale mademo, wanakonga na tuduka tudogo
pale wanataka, tikuzie plugs.
Kuna moja anaitwa Mary na mjua, pole sana Mary, lakini ni hivo. Hivo ndo kuna ndaga. Unapaka na kuambia, hii pia nabadilishwa hii. Hii pia nabadilishwa. Ah, spark plugs zako mbaya. Wewe sasa kwa sababu umenua gari mpya unaona.
Na uko na vishasha unajipiga kifua.
Wewe ni champe. Sema toa.
Sana hizi vitu zinafanyikia watu wawili. Watu wananunua. Watu wananunua Nissan Note DIGS.
Yes.
Na pia watu wa sana Silphy.
Yeah.
Sijui, I have never understood
this. What is the relationship between plugs and these cars?
And these cars.
You're right.
The other thing that guys really rush to do.
Yes.
And this is something that we will tell guys. Mm. Transmission fluid.
Yes, on the maintenance, transmission fluid.
Transmission fluid, most modern cars, ikisha apitisha, Honda, Mazda, modern day Toyota, zita kuambia pale, transmission service is due.
Required, yes. Even European cars.
Even European cars.
The good thing with these things is once you do those things, you set them. Now, before you continue your car, I want to take you back, Kidogo, so that you give, we give these guys a proper insight. Kidogo, to see deep sana, of what actually happens, there's this thing that you guys called inspection.
Yes.
Before being shipped to Kenya. So what does the car undergo for it to pass? Because I believe there's a mechanical test that is subjected to these cars. And if they do not pass, inarudishwa. That's how I go fix this. So what exactly happens?
You see, in Japan,
yes,
they have to make sure that before export, that vehicle is roadworthy.
Exactly.
And that is why we tell guys, do not just go selecting cars on these Japanese sites.
Yes.
Because they are cheap. Yeah. You know, once I'm an auction, by the way. But these guys who play around with auctions.
Auctions, yes.
Utaenda gari yanguke, inspection. Because it must be roadworthy. So what do they check on? They check on the mechanical roadworthiness of the vehicle.
Yes.
Body and the structure of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you see, that is why most cars...
Umemaliza
hiyo.
Huu bingwa umemaliza, wacha tumwekee kikombe.
Weka kikombe vizuri.
Yeah.
Weka kikombe vizuri. So, I was talking about...
the roadworthiness.
The roadworthiness. The inspection.
Yes.
So, the other thing they normally check on, mostly, is basic things. Bulb, kuchomeka. Mm-hmm. But there is a point, that's why I was telling you, that is why most cars come with snow tires. Ushaiangalia gari kwa picha ya Japan,
yes,
iko na miguu imeisha. Then ikifika Kenya iko na snow tires.
Mm-hmm.
It is because that vehicle most likely failed inspection because of tires. And because of them not wanting to spend so much. Mm. Wanatafuta snow tires.
Wanakuwekea
snow tires.
So basically what you're saying, Okabi, is before these cars come here, they have already been subjected to a mechanical inspection that has given them what you refer to as a roadworthy certificate.
A roadworthiness certificate.
Good.
But
which is a document that you insist before buying a car.
You need to have that certificate.
Confirm if the seller has a roadworthy certificate.
And there's also one thing, Ibrahim, that people forget.
Yes.
Those inspections are only done in Japan.
Okay.
UK, hamna.
Singapore,
hamna. Thailand, hamna.
South Africa, hamna.
Hamna.
Okay. Perfect. Now, to forward. Sasa, already, when these cars leave Japan, the point is, to a percentage, you're working with 50% good car.
Yes.
To some extent.
50%.
50%. So, kuna possibility. Oil, hata kama waja change oil, but simbaya.
Yeah.
Kama waja flash, nini gearbox, simbaya.
Simbaya.
The car is roadworthy, meaning it is it is prime in its use. So there's no issue with the gearbox, there's no issue with the engine, so the car is running.
Yeah.
So kimbele mbele, sasa unakuja hapa mbele, sasa gari imefika. We recommend doing service because it is what we call a common maintenance thing.
It's a routine. Maintenance.
Yes, but the gearbox, talk about the transmission, especially CVT. Kwa sababu gari mingi saizi nakuja na CVT wakabi.
If I was to be very honest with you,
yes.
Do you know more than 80% of the transmission fluid sold in Kenya is actually counterfeit?
That one we know. Me and you know that, but they don't.
They don't know.
The same way kuna hizi okay, let me not call them petrol station. Kuna hizi oil za hizi companies zingine zinakuwa counterfeited.
Exactly.
It's the same way
transmission
fluids. Both ATF, CVTF.
There's a time, let me tell you. There's a time my brother bought transmission fluid.
Mm.
Then akiweka unaona iko na uchafu kule chini ime sediment. You remember?
I remember Brian, he called as he said. Amemwaga ilikuwa CVTF.
CVTF, yes.
Ndani ya the Mazda. But at the end of the mukebe uko chini,
ikona
residue.
Residue, yes.
So now he was asking himself, where is this residue coming from? Iyo ni CVTF ya kuchungwa.
Iyo ni recycled. And unfortunately,
yes,
reputable dealers are selling counterfeited CVTF, ATF, DSG fluid.
Yes.
And you see, now this is where that's why we tell you, kama gari haija kuonyesha
shida,
imekuambia maintenance due, wachana nayo.
Na imetoka Japan. Okay, best with the history we have with spark plugs, I believe the quality of stuff that these guys use yuko Japan ni vitu mzuri.
Ni vitu mzuri.
Zikikuja kama gari yako bado iko in service, haija kuitisha shida ya gearbox service. I'll give you an example. You know my brother, the Fielder.
Yes.
We brought in, was it in 2019 or something? Until now.
But
yes.
The other thing, at least you're to meongea. So, yes. Wase, is iki herehere ya ku change transmission fluid, especially wase wa Nissan?
Yes.
It is quite a challenge.
It's a challenge. So now, at least the main components, the main routine components will be engine oil, good, tick. Air filter, tick. Oil filter, tick. But air filter, confirm.
Yes.
If you see still in good condition, let it be there.
Exactly.
Endesha gari yako, toka Mombasa.
Kuja.
Ngoja kwanza, we've had scenarios, you and me, where kimbele mbele walienda waka change transmission fluid.
Yani sanot.
Wakaweka ATF
badala ya CVTF.
Hapo, mtito, tukaribia, mtito. Ga. Ha.
Hakuna gari.
Inakata. Inakwenda pa. Anapiga simu. What did you do? Ni service tu tulifanya. Ulifanya
service ya nini?
Si nimeka ni kwangu aliniambia tu ni change tu oil ya CVT tu hapa nikaeka tu ATF. Uliweka ATF? Uko na mkebe yake. Problems.
There's also another guy.
Yes.
Kwanza huyo ni mwanaume. Nissan March. Aliwekewa ATF. Gari hata ikufika Mazeras.
Huyu nali umia. Mazeras,
and you see, in Mombasa, by the way, Mombasa, they are very bad mechanics.
That one's true.
By the way, let me tell you, Mombasa gari ikipita ni kubadilishwa oil. Badilisha oil. Mambo ingine, mechanic wa Mombasa, wachana nao.
Tumuongea sana juu ya magari JTM ukabi. Let's imagine we imported in a BMW or Mercedes-Benz tuko pole Mombasa. What are the things that you recommend only to be worked on in Mombasa, best with the fact ya kwamba Mombasa hakuna mechanic?
Do not touch anything. Do not touch anything. In fact,
you rather risk the car.
Ama ulipie flatbed.
By the way.
If kama umenua BMW,
if push comes to push,
Mercedes, Volvo, VW, if you must drive it, drive it the way
like
it is. Kuja hapa Nairobi.
Kuja tungangana hapa.
Mombasa.
I don't think there's anything serious. As long as you check the levels and confirm they're okay, I don't think there's any serious thing that can happen kwa gari kutoka Mombasa.
500 kilometers is very little.
Deal with it here. Mombasa utapigwa character development.
Hey, alafu unajua wase wanasemanga no, they'll just tell you haya gari lipo hapa liwezi fanya kitu hili
ili dude
ili dude acha tumwage tumwage wanasema nini
tumwage oil
tumwage oil
tunamwaga haya tumemwaga haya magari
BMW kitu gani
mimi unavyoniona hivi babu yangu mwenyewe amemwaga BMW utaniambia nini?
Alafu anambia haya BMW yataka kuflash wa radiator likifika. Manake lazima tuondoe swara za Japani.
You know you've skipped a very important stage, okay? That is the second stage.
That is the second stage.
Now, we've done general maintenance. For Germany cars we recommend.
We recommend.
Kama umenua Mombasa kuja nayo.
Kuja nayo Nairobi.
But kama uko Nairobi, okay, what are you looking at? One, you need to get a specialist.
You need especially Volvo, BMW, Mercedes,
yes,
Peugeot.
Yes,
you need a specialist,
a person who understands those cars.
Exactly.
Make sure the car gets to their garage or they come to where the car is. Sai, we live in a world that is mobile.
Yeah.
You remember when you went to do a pre-patch inspection of a RAV4 somewhere? Was it a Vanguard or RAV4? There was this guy who came to service a Mercedes.
A Mercedes, yes, I remember.
You understand? Kila kitu. So right now, people can actually move around and do those things where the car is. So get a person who understands those cars, take them to where the car, let them do a diagnosis, let them confirm everything works fine. Kama ni service, mwenye anajua venye anafanya. Hata kupiga Kiswahili mingi.
Exactly.
Sindio wakabi?
Alafu, there's always a price for convenience.
Yes.
There's always a small price for convenience.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, let's get to the second part. And this is the very interesting part.
Yes.
Launching the car.
Yes. Now you have already serviced your car. Wale kama sisi ambao tunatoka Ingo ama tunatoka Kisii ama tunatoka unajua shida ya kununua gari Nairobi kama wewe ni mtu wa Mombasa hawezi enda Mombasa kwa sababu hawezi inafaa wewe ununue gari Mombasa wanunua gari Nairobi walileta Mombasa wewe chizi nini sasa gari so launchi talk about the logic so for me there are those who will take it to the village
no you see launching a car
yes
people have different ways of launching the car.
Yes.
You know, it's an important ritual.
Yes.
And we all have them.
Yes.
Number one, nataka ni deal na watu because it's important.
It's very important.
Unajua buying a car is an investment. Kuna support system.
Yes.
Number one, kuna wale watu wa kutwanga kakitu. Wa kukunywa.
Yes.
Age around our age bracket.
Yes.
Even our wazees used to tell us ukinunua gari lazima uletee wazee wako jole nini?
Migu. Yes.
So what they do, they go sit there.
Yes.
You have a drink in celebration of the achievement, yeah?
Kununua gari. Definitely.
Then after having drinks,
yes,
you do not go to the urinal.
No. You are wasting resources.
Resources. You go,
you titrate.
Hapo kwa mgu,
yes,
una titrate.
Yes.
Bora
wale
usi,
walisoma chemistry.
Wale wanajua nini tunasema.
Yes.
Bora usi titrate hapo juu ya rangi bana.
Inaweza iko na uric acid.
Unajua kuna watu pia unajua kuna watu wanakunywa vitu tofauti.
Yes.
Ndio maana unajua hata rangi ya nini inavari.
Yes.
For some, kuna mwenye akienda tu hapo hata ng'ombe haiwezi kula. Yeah. You know,
That is number one.
That is number one.
Number two.
And it is allowed.
It's allowed.
Number two is actually something I need you guys to tell me if you have heard of. Eh?
Yes.
If for those of us who have been driving cars from Mombasa.
Yes.
For a long time.
Yes.
You see, just before you get to Athi River.
If flyover.
Overpass. Overpass. Kuna mahali, and I'm not profiling anyone.
Yes.
Kuna wakamba fulani pale. Ukipita tu hiyo overpass, somewhere on your right.
Yes.
Kuna wakamba wanakuanga hapo wataya. And there is a service they offer.
Yes.
That is called kutoa swara za Japan.
Yes. Kenya, it is an economical society. People have to offer services.
Yeah, so, one day I got curious. How say wanatoa swara za Japan aje? So, you go, I think you give them 200.
200 only? Kutoa swara ya Japan? That is very good.
Then they, I don't know what they do. They do funny things. Wanasema swara imetoka.
That is fantastic.
Anyway, what they do mostly is check your tires, but...
what I know most of these guys do ni kuombea gari.
Yeah.
Where they will get kasisi. In fact, they should be... We need to start offering that service because now, you know, you are ordained. Every Sunday, you have a sermon.
Sasa shida yangu tu ni moja.
Yes.
Unajua
sadaka inakuanga nono brother.
Sadaka si mbaya. Kwanza hapo kwa sadaka tunahitaji sana. Lakini unajua maombi kufika, unajua maombi ya wazazi sana sana ndio tunategemea.
By the way,
you're
right, sisi tuko hapa kwa sababu ya grace ya wazazi
wetu. Grace ya wazazi wetu bwana.
So hiyo ingine ni kupeleka home, wanaombea, ama unapeleka pastor anakuja anaombea, which is awesome. Wase wa Hindi na wale wa Hindu
wanaenda wanaweka ile pembe na inawekwa pale ile lebo ya wanaitwa nini,
hiyo mungu wao,
which
is fantastic,
which is a good thing. Catholics pale wanaenda wanaweka rosary.
Mimi watu wanabambanga ni jamaa wetu, mandugu zetu wa Islam, hao wanapiganga tu swala hapo na hapo na imeisha. Hiyo wanaanga mambo mingi.
Na wale
gari kisha toka wanapigwa swala hapo haraka haraka, kwanza ni mtu mmoja.
Aya, kuna ile dini ingine ya kulaunch in style.
Gani yote?
Ile lazima uende uchukue mtu of the other gender.
Wale wa nini, thicker dam.
We do not want controversy. But ni hao. Ni hao. So we unachukua gari. To some people hiyo ni kuweka gari swara.
But pia ni kutoa. Unajua hiyo kitu
inalingana na where you come from.
Let me tell you my friend, me have never agreed to those terms. I will tell you why.
Yes.
There was a time a guy brought an idea into my mind and I resisted with all might. He told me, he asked me, "Wewe bro, hii nyumba unaingia hii. Wewe unajua ni swara ngapi imewekwa kwa hii nyumba?" Every time ukifikiria hivyo utaishi kwa kibayo. You understand? That act is sacred. That act is serious. So where it happens is not the problem. It is who is acting.
Oh yes,
that
yes.
That is the only problem.
That is the biggest
so
problem.
So let us not cast the locations. They have nothing to... As a matter of fact, it is us who have gone to the locations. Don't let us not spoil the location.
So what you're saying,
yes,
if it is done in the car legally,
it is fantastic.
Kama ni ya kuiba,
now that is
yeye ndiye anaweka swara.
Hapo sasa ndo kuna wasikianga kuna makosa yamefanyika. Tuchukue maswali mawili matatu.
Maswali before we get technical,
before
we are going to the technical bit of this
session, because we need to talk about security and modifications, which that one has some few very serious pointers, Wakabi.
Yes.
Very serious pointers. Meanwhile, naona watu wamefurahi sana hapa.
Naona watu wanacheka tu.
Dennis Munena anasema, "My friend, ukifanya ukiwa na dem kwa gari hiyo ni laana. Hiyo ni mikosi."
Let me ask. Dennis Munena, wacha ni kuuliza swali.
Na bibi yako?
Na bibi yako.
Bado ni mikosi yama.
Ikawa ni bibi yako, si ile room ingine itakuwa na mikosi mingi sana.
Exactly.
Mbona nyumba inanga swara?
Exactly.
Mbona ya BNB zero isambu hazina swara?
Yes. Exactly, my friend. Chukua maswali mawili.
Chukua maswali bana.
Wapi maswali? Where are the questions? I need to deal with one question from a guy called... where is this guy? There's a guy, a serious guy here. He's called Charles Maguto. Sikia naongea kama ule jamaa tonight. Kana kwa kama kasa mshutu.
Yeah.
Ni kweli. It's true. Kwa sababu ukisema So, Charles Maguto anasema, "Hey guys, I own a Volvo V40. I am not sure if it's a T4 or T5, okay, but we'll find out. 2015. Is there a WhatsApp group for Volvo owners? That's question number one. And which garage would you recommend?"
Yes, there is a WhatsApp group for Volvo owners.
Yes.
Admin of Volvo owners group. Najua we have a bittersweet relationship with those guys. lakini msijali. Kama wewe ni admin wa Volvo owners, tafadhali, yes. Weka link kwa live chat pale.
Yes.
And I hope our very good friend will be able to, you know, to join the group.
Yes.
It's a very helpful group.
Very helpful. Very awesome, guys. In terms of a mechanic you can recommend,
watakuambia.
I think once they join the group,
they will be able to.
The reason why we are not telling Charles Maguto who exactly to go to is because once you join the group, you will have a variety of experiences.
Yes.
And then wewe mwenyewe utatumia akili ya kuzaliwa.
Ujua utapeleka. Utaona reviews.
Akunanga mechanic anakuanga 100% uzuri.
Mechanic.
So unasema, which devil will I die with? And then you say, this one looks like You understand?
Yes.
But in terms of consultancy on what to do, how to do, how to go around, we are always here to offer that.
Yes.
So that one we are done. So Charles Magutu alikuwa very, very, very active na iswali. So it's good that I've dealt with that question perfectly.
Wacha niongeleshe Beatrice Wanjiku.
Yeah.
Tell us about the ISIS, please.
Mm.
Now, the ISIS is a very interesting vehicle.
Yes.
It is very reliable, by the way.
Mm.
She has quite a lot with the wish.
Yes.
It's only that the looks kidogo unajua ni kama ni zile gari ziko na hazina sura lakini ziko fiti.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so that is the ISIS.
Bokabi speak like an elder. Rudia tena statement.
Nasema ziko na sura lakini ni poa, hazina sura lakini
ziko fiti. Ah, good boy.
Eh, so
wachia tu hapo.
Acha niachie hapo.
Acheng Frederick anasema wakubwa, duka air conditioners need to be refilled from time to time or are they a lifelong product? They need to be refilled.
They need to be refilled.
Lazima uangalie, lazima uangalie. I think hiyo kitu okay, kila gari inakuanga na amount ya aircon. So ndio sisi.
Yes, yes.
Kama zile Volvo zetu walizipatia mtungi kubwa. You know, as tunabebanga 1 kg.
And there is a refrigerant.
The refrigerant is
gas,
the one that you're talking about. Yes.
Ukitumia sometimes it's bound to be dilapidated at
definitely
some point.
Naishanga. No, it goes down. So yeah. That one has to be checked. So get the air conditioned, guys. Ukiona unaweka panda AC baridi na ipulizi baridi sana, then it means you're on your way out.
Yes.
So you need to go refill.
Hapa kuna fan moja sugu sana anaitwa Boni.
Yes.
Boni anauliza, what are your views on electric cars? If Tesla opened a dealership, would you buy one? Also putting into mind the necessary infrastructure, e.g. charging stations.
Yes.
Now, this is a very interesting question.
Mm.
I believe electric cars, in as much as we don't want it, the future might be electric.
Mm.
But I don't think we have the infrastructure 100% currently.
Not yet.
We are not yet there, but we are heading there. We are heading there.
Kuna jamaa anaitwa Fidiski, sijui Twiski. Sema, Ibrahim Toloi, are you related to Ibrahim Onami?
Huku US.
Ati mnafanana sana nyinyi wote umetoka Western. Bro. Oh, sasa mjui.
Unajua lakini watu wa Western, wacha tuambiane ukweli. Mbugua.
Msisiambiane ukweli.
Wacha tuambiane ukweli.
Hey.
Watu wa Western, they are known for some
characteristics.
Characteristics. Unajua
mimi the only thing najua ni mapuela kwako.
Unajua ara si mapua kwako mbugua. Kuna kitu inaitwa disco matanga.
Yes.
Then ya procreation. So huwezi jua mtu in his younger days alikuwa amea disco matanga wapi.
In fact, waende kwa page ya Ibrahim Onami wamwambie nitafute. Anaweza kuwa ni relative yangu.
Anaweza kuwa mko related.
Anipeleke huku US. Niende nione abujibuji.
Ukicheza ulimu wa kofi.
Chukua swali kingine wa Weru Maina. Hello guys, what are your chances of getting a 2016 Honda Accord with a manual transmission?
Almost zero.
From Japan?
Almost zero.
Where can you get one, Wakabi, if you want?
It is very hard.
It's very hard. Eh?
They are very rare. It's like getting a manual Mazda Axela. They are there.
Yes.
But mostly, if you go down their history, yes, probably it was inatumika as a driving school, Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lakini Honda, kwa hiyo ni 16 akafi.
Civic.
Oh, ni Civic.
Civic inaka
poa sana. See Accord. You're right. Can I take another question? Frederick Swan anasema, can you review Subaru G4 Sport? With SI, we will review it when you get one. Isaac Ndegu anasema, hello Eric and Ibra. For a newly imported car, say a Honda Fit and Hybrid, how do I know whether to change the transmission oil or not?
Honda Fit and Hybrid?
Yes, sir.
Itakuonyesha pale kaspana, na yandike yes. HMMF.
Mm-hmm.
So the car will tell you when the transmission service is due.
It due.
Kuna,
they need to know, Kabi, that anytime, right now, modern cars, so that we understand, wajue hii kitu inakuja spana ni nini, na inakuja kwa nini. Anytime a service is done on a car, let's say transmission, there is what you call a service reminder
service
in
reset,
the system.
Yeah.
So when I said, when I say in the next, let's 40, say 40,000 kilometers, you're supposed to do another flash. So wewe endesha, ile siku italeta yo kitu.
Spana ujue.
Ndo sasa umemaliza ile muda walisemi nafau
service. So unafau service tena.
Thank you very much.
Alafu kuna mtu hapa naona kama ananitukana.
Yeah.
Nasema anointing oil ya kasisi ni gearbox oil.
True.
Maombi ni plugs.
Mm.
Ibada ni full car service.
Mm.
Kanisa ni garage.
Kabisa?
Hey.
Amedanganya nini? Egesela, muliniambia kuliko kuchukua Allion 209 na 850 heri Axela 2011 nasema mount.
Inalingana unatafuta nini? Na tulisema, nyinyi mseme, ati mlisema. Hey.
But again, Okabi, look at it this way. Allion, gari mbili. let me put it out to you. Kuna Allion ya 2009 inauzwa 850. Then kuna Mazda Xela ya 2011 inauzwa 850. What anua gari gari between the two?
Inalingana na natafuta nini?
Inatafuta nini, but in terms of general, my thinking is, if a car is 2011, the other one is 29, at the same price, tuseme nanua Volvo S80 ya 2012 na 850. Na kuna mtu wako na 206 anauza na 850.
Unajua?
Yes.
Inalingana pia condition is very important.
Ya gari.
There are so many factors at play.
Yes.
Sababu remember,
Allion ya 2009 inaweza kuwa ni safi
kushinda Mazda Xela 2011.
That's why inauzwa cheaply.
The other thing, the Mazda Xela is smaller compared to the Allion.
Exactly.
Allion unajua ni size ya premium. Size ya premium ni size ya Tenza.
Aha.
You see?
Size ya premium, okay, yeah.
And ya Tenza. Juu ile gari size ya Xela ni Axio.
Axio. Makes sense. So there are many dynamics at play.
There are so many dynamics.
Yes. So unless a preempt
what
the
really
dynamics are, then we can really narrow down to Princess Mina. Ulijibu swali ya Princess Mina. Hi, Eric.
Princess Mina
asema. A dealer told me that the Volvo S40 runs on a Ford engine. How reliable could it be? Nimeitamani sana, but I feared kusikia Ford. It is true.
It is a Ford. Actually, your dealer.
Yes.
Nashuku sana ni subscriber wetu. Yes. Now, talking of dealers, Ibrahim, before we proceed.
Yes.
Leo, unajua, tumenyamaza sana. Kuna watu wako pale Hanningham.
Yes.
Wanaitwa House of Cars.
Mina itanga House of Leather.
Ibrahim itanga House of Leather. Now, we need to, Ibrahim.
Yes.
We need to set the record straight with these guys.
Yes.
No, na sana sana.
Na si hao peke yao.
Si hao peke yao. Any dealer. House of Cars. Kuna House of Cars. Alafu pale nyuma kuna ingine. Inaitwa Ken Ken.
Miada siwajui.
But they are the same showroom, basically. So these guys, unfortunately, because this story ndio imefanya tukuje hapa tuanze kuongea hii story. Because we must address it kiwanaume.
Yes.
So we have happened to go for several pre-purchase inspections
from their yard.
Unfortunately or fortunately, we have come across cars that are not in the best of condition. As sisi wenyewe, we are hired by you guys to give you the complete report
of the cars that you want to buy.
The
pre-purchase inspection.
The pre-purchase inspection.
Yes.
And you know, this is very unfortunate because it's coming from a certain showroom.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We have gone to House of Cars, tumepata gari mzuri.
Yes, and tumezipitisha.
Tumezipitisha.
Yeah.
But
And the clients bought the cars. Yes.
But tumeenda, watu wanasema hata tusiende test drive.
Yeah, by the way, it's something that is disgusting, Okabi, to say the least, because okay, sini wase roju, by the way. And one thing I love about being honest and being truthful, Okabi, is the people who don't believe in the virtues will always run away.
Exactly.
And hide. So, on Saturday, was it on Saturday?
It was on Saturday.
We went to House of Cars. Kama wako hapa, unaweza ongea.
Unaweza ongea. In fact, unaweza jibu kwa comments, mtuambie kwa nini.
There's one of you called us to check a Mercedes-Benz W204. We went check the car. Fortunately or unfortunately, we know the car. Because we have interacted with it
before,
so we decided to, we looked at the things that we looked at before, which were not okay, if they have been worked on, understand, but we felt it was important that we do a test drive so that we complete the whole report.
Yes.
So they told us, no, we can't go for a test drive. So I asked the guy, why can't we go for a test drive? He told me clearly, and you were there, Okabi, you had it, at Mumeran machine, you do not need to go for a test drive. I asked him, if you run a machine, does it translate to driving the car? Then why are we buying cars? So tulipia tu gari alafu na run machine alafu unakaa kwako.
Unakaa kwako, exactly. Yeah.
So they adamant refused for a test drive, and they insisted that if we have to do a test drive, we have to pay a deposit.
How can you pay
and
a deposit?
Asked him, how do I pay for something I've not tested? It's not standard practice. Sisi kama tunafanya consultation ya magari, it is not. It's not something that we advise you guys to do.
We cannot do that. And in fact, there is another thing that we need. Most dealers,
yes.
Allow me, Ibrahim.
Yes.
Angalia how wase wote. Most of the other dealers,
yes.
They will even fuel the cars
yes.
for us to test drive.
We've had very awesome experiences with many along Gong Road, very good dealers.
Exactly.
There's this one that is called, I don't know, it's City Motors or something. We've never been there. You remember the one we checked out, a Mazda
Mazda CX-5.
It was City Motors.
City Motors, yes. upper Prestige. There was also ule Pakistani mwingine pale, Osaka Wings, yes. Pia DTM.
Yes, we went to City Motors. We never know who City Motors are, who they are, where they come from. We found a good car. We told the guy who was buying the car, buy this car, it's a good car.
Yes.
But I told that lady who was selling the car, what did we tell
her?
We'll tell the guy this is not a good car, don't buy it. You understand? So what we are actually saying in summary, Okabi, is if you have a kind stock and you're a dealer and you see us, there's only two ways this will go. If you have a good car, it will pass.
It will pass. If the car is bad,
if the car is not in good quality, we will give the same report to the client who is going to buy the car. If they decide to buy, they will buy. If they don't buy, that is none of our problems. Don't call us. We say
do not call us, by the way. And now, umesema hivyo,
yes.
I would like to big up one showroom that deals with used cars, pale yes. Kasarani.
Yes.
Still on Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
We dropped by there
yes.
for pre-purchase inspection. Kwenda kupark gari,
yes.
the manager of the showroom, yes. Makakuja, akaro, ninyi imetumwa, hata tusi waste time, msigurumishe hiyo gari, hiyo gari msiangalie, hiyo gari ni mbovu.
Hiyo ni mkebe.
Hiyo ni mkebe.
Mwambie huyo jamani tamtafutia ingine.
Ingine. Hiyo ni mkebe hiyo
chana. Ingia ndani ya gari tukapiga U-turn tukarudi.
Tukarudi.
Don't waste our time. If you have a bad car, save us
time. Sema ni mbaya.
Tusonge mbele Okabi, where were we? We were taking some few questions.
Yes.
Best writer anasema, hello Okabi, great fan from Ndaragua.
Ndaragua ni pale tuliwekewa mawe tukienda rally.
Last Monday you guys said one cannot service Audi A3 at a petrol station. Hivo, should I bring it huku Ocha? Should I not bring it huku Ocha?
Audi A3 Ocha, bro.
Uliza best writer, does he have an Audi specialist Ndaragua?
Ndaragua.
Because sisi maneno ya service peke yake. We unda service sawa. Alafu, ikiua kitu fulani atafungua.
Unani atafungua ba?
You understand? So if you bring it to Ushago and you don't have a specialist who deals with the Audi in Ndaragua, my friend, you are cooked.
You are cooked completely.
Anonymous team asema, between buying gari locally used, urudishwe from dogo mdogo na buying gari alone, ulipe kila mwezi, which between the two is a good use of the brain? I love that question. You understand the question, eh?
Yes.
Buying the car, local used.
Uamshe.
We mwenye ujengejenge urudishe gari kwa fiti na kununua gari mpya ya mkopo. Ambayo utailipa pole pole, kwako ni wazo gani linakujaza hewa mdomoni?
You know now,
yes.
that question is it depends na ujanja yako.
Yes.
You know, Ibrahim, if I have 5 million right now,
yes,
and I can access a facility,
yes,
why do I need to invest 5 million mm-hmm. in that facility
mm-hmm.
and naweza enda pale nipatie dealer 1 million,
yes,
hiyo ingine nilipe pole pole.
Yeah, right.
You get.
Yes.
The same, naweza enda niamue niseme nunue gari ya salvage niamshe.
Yes.
But there are two things here.
Mm.
There is something called time value for money.
Yes.
Kuamsha gari is good if you are on a budget.
Yes.
You get.
Yes.
But if you have money, buying on credit is always a smart move. Smart move. But so if you're on a budget, na hutaki gari ya deni,
mm-hmm.
nunua gari urifabish.
Rudisha pole pole.
Lakini before ununue, make sure umefanya. Zabu inaweza kufanya manenos.
Yes, wafanya what you call calculated risk. Observe ni gari gani wananunua.
Exactly.
And then there's one thing that I will probably add on top of that, Okabi. It's what do you want to do with the car?
With the car.
Kama ni gari ya commercial, gari ya biashara, I think you do not need downtime. So go buy a car that will serve you.
Exactly.
To make more money.
And understand, do you need yes. the car or do you want the car? Those are two very different
things. By the way, that is one topic. In fact, Okabi, why don't we say on our next Monday Night Live,
do you need the car or do you want the car? Sawa.
So that we demystify and understand, why are we buying the actual car?
Kuna Al-Asadi Media, and I think I need to answer to this. Huh?
Yes.
What is your take on Nissan March? Advance Nissan Cube foreign used. If you're going to Garissa, those are not cars to take to Garissa.
Yes.
those are not the cars to take to Garissa. If you're in Garissa, think about Toyota Vitz, Daihatsu Mira, if you're looking for the smaller cars.
Yes.
But that Nissan March and those temperatures?
No.
No.
Tumeona kamoja leo kakistruggle pale. Umekasikia
kale? Pale, kakipanda pale kimuka.
Mopawa mingia, steam mopawa kwa ndani.
Mopawa, naona anafinya makeks.
Mbaya sana, lakini unafaa weke hapo super chat.
Mopawa wewe. Ulisema naendesha gari vibaya mopawa.
Kelvin Munene, hello guys. Let's say unauza gari that has been previously involved in an accident. Is it ethical kuambia customer and how should you value it considering the accident was not big?
Sasa inalingana,
yes.
Kuna kitu inaitwa kuondoa lawama.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel you're going to guilt trip by selling somebody gari kwa accident,
yes.
Peleka yo gari showroom Kangundo Road use na huko. Upatie showroom, upatie authority to sell.
Mahali watakutana na Eric Okabi na Ibrahim wakujo fanya pre-purchase waiangushe mara 50.
Mara 50, you see. But,
yes.
If you're honest enough,
yes.
It is good wambie mse.
Iko hivi na hivi.
Lakini remember, we said something. 2023 ni mwaka wa mungu mbele. Si wacha kupanuliwa kwanza. Leo tusipanuliwe sana. Tupanuliwe mipaka.
Yeah.
2023
yes.
Ni kuweka mungu mbele. Kufanya kazi. Na
maombi kidogo.
Maombi kidogo. Na ukora kidogo. Zasa, if you're looking for money. I am not telling you guys to say, because zidi kupatana hazo utakwambia gari ilikuwa involved in an accident, but there are several stages of an accident.
Yes.
Number one, there is just aesthetic damage.
Yes.
And there is frame damage.
Yes.
If the car has frame damage, I think it's important you tell the client that this car previously had frame damage.
Yes.
Lakini kama ni aesthetics.
Kama ni bumper, hizo ni
vitu zinatengenezo. Kama ni bumper, wing, hizo ni vitu zinatengenezo.
But again, Okabi, for me, I tend to think, I'll add on top of that, kusema, I think it comes down to how did you repair
the vehicle, yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
Kuna gari ambazo zimekuwa kwa accident Okabi, but if they ask you to find out where the accident happened, you will not.
You will not.
Because there have been, in fact, let me dunga the bubble. Most of these cars that are coming from Japan
zimekuwa kwa accident.
Zimekuwa kwa accident. It is accident. A fact. Bumper iligongwa, bumper mbele iligongwa. It is normal to be. You see, what I don't want this guy to do is to criminalize an accident.
You cannot understand? Criminalize.
It's normal. Sometimes kugwaruza pale na pale. It's a normal thing to happen. The only problem is if it's an extensive. Nafikiri swali angetuliza ni, kama gari imekuwa write-off na utengeneze, is it ethical kuzia mtu? You understand? Then that will be a proper question.
But accident ni kawaida. Alafu tena gari accident inakuwa na advantage moja.
Yes.
Hiyo gari ili hata si chini. Hiyo gari iligongwa ikiwa kwa barabara. Haikupatwa nyumbani ikagongwa.
Kumaanisha inakimbia
na iko sawa. Inakimbia na iko sawa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I think we need to go to sababu ya masaa. We
yes.
need to go to
part 2.
Part 2.
Haraka haraka Okabi. Let's talk about security. Nimeshanua gari, nimetishiwa, watu wa insomnia, watu wa kutolala usiku wameniambia hii field ukinunua you are deaded. What are the things that I need to do immediately I have this car?
You see, number one,
what are the, okay, let me put it better. What are the recommended security items that I need to at least on a minimum make sure that my cars?
You know, when it comes to aftermarket security items, yes, the tracker yes. is the most important.
Yes.
Sabu, you can imagine, I always tell you guys, if a car has a body control module,
yes.
if you try to install an alarm on that car, mm-hmm. you can try to put your alarm cut out, then these things will override
the main security systems. Yes.
And the main security systems are made up of the EMO,
mm-hmm.
the BCM, and the ECU.
Yes.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the basic security thing, a tracker is very important.
Mm.
If your car is modern, kama ni ya kitambo, kama ni ile ya funguo, hiyo weka hata kata utu, weka kila kitu. Mm. But kama gari yako
ni modern
na ni push to start, hizo
mm.
vitu banapunguza.
If kama uko na European car, tafadhali, wachana na maneno ya trackers, jiji. You see, there are things that you should not do when you buy these cars. Some of them will copy.
Yes.
Mm. So the basic, at least tracker.
Tracker is very important.
Mambo ya alarm sahi Okabi. Kuna watu wanashutuanga magari siku hizi napiga kelele bado.
Hapana, sidhani wako. So, but let's talk. Now security, I think we tuliongea sana.
Tuliongea, there's an episode we did extensively on security.
Yeah, I believe it was like 2 weeks or a week ago.
Yes, it was actually a Monday night live session. think 2 or 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks ago.
So they can check it out and find out about how to properly work around security on their cars. To engage your modifications.
Modifications. Mm. Most of the guys who are buying cars right now.
Yes.
Want increased ground clearance.
That one is number one.
That was number one.
Yes.
But remember, these cars, you know, they are not designed for that.
Yes.
These cars are foreign used. Manufacturer hakuwa ifikiria at any one point gari itakuwa Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, tuonge mambo ya improving ground clearance.
Yes.
What do we recommend?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we recommend use of aftermarket springs.
Yes.
Lakini hapo kwa springs.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with Ibrahim and I was telling him.
Yes.
You see the dem you're breaking the rear axle.
Yes.
Do you know it has a correlationship
yes,
with the use of heavy duty springs? Mm-hmm. Because of something that we call it NVH.
Yes.
Noise, vibrations, and harshness. It's a whole, yoni lesson ya physics.
Any concept.
Yoni concept.
But let's demystify, now that we are together, we find physics.
We
understand vibrations.
Yes.
Yes.
So, ukitumia heavy duty springs, and not only on the Demio.
Yes.
Kama unataka improve clearance, look at what we call, you know, the correct, make sure those springs are not very rigid.
Yes.
Because when they are too rigid, there is resistance to spring.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Kwa NVH, the vehicle, first of all, is going to have a lot of road noise.
Yes.
Secondly, vibrations ndani.
Kwa mingi.
Alafu ukigonga pothole. The impact of shock. Sababu yes. Purpose ya spring ni
ku absorb
yes. your shock and yes. to release those energies along the axis of the spring.
Yes.
Ndio maana huwa inaenda?
Inakuwa image coil.
Image coil. Sasa ukiweka ngumu, inamaanisha pop. You transfer the vibration directly to the body of the car.
Which is not intended.
Ndiyo mana unaona gari mingi, especially Nissan, zinaanza kuvunjika huku kwa valances.
Na hizo masimsi.
Hizo zinakangwa kaba, kitu inakaa silicone.
Yes.
They start breaking on the joints. Pia unapata bushes, arms, nini?
Zinaumia. Correct, my brother.
Because mnaenda mnaweka springs, but nobody asks the question. What is the correct, how tensile do I want the spring?
You're right. So now, so what you're saying, Okabi, is tusikimbilie tu kuinua magari. We need to actually be considerate on the types of coil springs that we need
that we need to use.
Tusiende tu pale, nataka gari yangu inuke, weka zile mzito kabisa alafu unainua. You might end up having issues with the body structure of your car.
Of the structural integrity.
Unaweza kusikia makelele, unashangaa, kunaenda kuangalia gari imekatika. Like the car we are restoring, there are places we noticed that happened.
Ilikuwa imekatika, yes. Na ukiangalia hiyo gari, at some point walikuwa wameweka spacers.
Exactly. Na ilikuwa ina happen karibu na mahali.
Na mahali kuna springs ziko.
Yes.
You see. Mm-hmm. So that is, they are called stress cracks.
Yes.
So the moment unaweka springs, you need, and that is why we tell guys, tafadhali, enda kwa professional, akuangalilie ni spring gani ideal for that.
You're right.
Haya, kuna jeshi ingine pia ya ku-increase tire profile.
Aha, ya kutoa nje hii.
Offset ama ku-increase sidewall in the, you know, they want to try and
wide
achieve
body.
Wide body or even ku-increase e-profile at your gari increase clearance.
Ah, ilike juu e-profile ikuwe mrefu.
That is very bad because number one,
yes.
Okay, according to physics,
yes.
If the tire has a bigger sidewall, the vehicle might be more comfortable.
Yes.
But that is at the expense of handling.
That is true.
Also, you're going to increase resistance of rolling.
Definitely.
So if you increase resistance to rolling, it means your vehicle is going to have more fuel consumption.
Definitely.
And also, you're going to overload the suspension components. That is why the manufacturers always put the recommended tire sizes for a particular vehicle.
Yes. So what General Okabi is saying is, stay within the manufacturer recommendations. And if you're doing springs, make sure you use a professional who understands what is body weight, what your
spring.
The car requires, what tension the spring should be, based with the weight of the body.
Exactly.
You understand?
Na ujue, ni vizuri unauliza yo mechanic, what are the forces that a car experiences? Unajua, from the top, inakuwa na what they are called compression
yes.
forces from
yes.
beneath. Unajua sasa, na by the way, if you want to know these things, Ibrahim, tuliko naongea na wewe kuhusu kuweka gari loud music.
Sasa sindo hiyo. That is another modification
yes.
that we talked about. Kuweka debe.
kuweka debe, loud funga music. Debe.
Yeah, people love loud music.
Kwanza ile mtungi.
Ndio hiyo mtungi. Unaweka mtungi pale kwa butu wakabi. Eh? Inalima kulima. Ikilima bezi moja hivi.
Yeah. Alafu unasikia
zile vibrations za simsila zinawachana tu. Unasikia butu nafanya
prrrr. Exactly.
Na hiyo vibration, na hiyo vibration inakuwa transferred down to the wheels, to the car. You've seen wakabi, gari inapiga mziki, gari inatetemeka, inafanya That thing has an effect.
It
in
has...
the long run, those vibrations you talk about from the springs, only that tire may transfer, sasa yuko kwa debe.
Kwa debe. And I asked you this question.
Yes.
Unaona zile gari zinakuja na very good music systems. Angalia Bang & Olufsen,
yes,
za Mercedes, angalia Bose,
yes,
Mazda, angalia kina Harman Kardon.
Yes.
These cars that come with very good music systems. Angalia the Prado VXL.
Yes.
Where are the subwoofers placed?
Hapa katikati kwa gari hapa.
Zinawekwa sana sana kuanga under seat.
Under seat.
Between the two long members.
Yes.
I'm on the beams of the car.
You're right.
Kwa nini? You think those guys are stupid?
No, no. That's where they have the strongest
exactly
point of anchor. You understand?
Yeah.
That's where the transfer of the vibration will not be that impactful.
On the body.
Points. Yes.
So, ukiweka ile ufa, ile mtungi.
Walio wanaitanga hufa. Sema ufa. Sema hufa.
Eh.
So... And I think that is the same inspiration that right now guys are doing under seats.
Yeah, under seats.
Because subwoofers, now yeah, with under seats, you're actually putting the subwoofer at a position where it does not transfer much of
the waves. The wavelength is okay, is absorbed by the huge beams on the, yes, car's frame.
Yes. Watu wanapiga kelele wakabi. Uko na gari. Me and you drive very old cars. But one unique thing about our cars is our roof linings are intact.
They are very intact.
Hii hufa, hii hufa. Hii mnaweka. The vibrations from hufa. Kumbukeni hizi vitu zimeshikwa na glue.
Na glue, yes.
Most of the time they've not been like tapped down or blah. It's just glue. Over time wakabi.
Inaachilia.
Inaachilia, bro.
Inaanza kusag.
Kuna kamate spale kameshikilia. So we unashangaa, mbona hii roofline yangu inasag? Ni hufa. Hufa ambayo iko pale ndani. Ni hufa ambayo inatoa mziki wa hali ya juu.
Hali ya juu.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that is another modification that you guys need to watch out for. Look at the body type of your car. Look at the build quality of your car. Put in music.
Music that...
that is, you know, enough.
Enough
sufficient
music.
See, do not overdo it.
Uki overdo pia unaona hata, you know, there are so many problems that come up with vibrations are bad for metal.
Yes.
And that is because cars do suffer metal fatigue.
Yes. Hiyo ni kitu wajui. The same way unachokanga, even the metal get tired.
Yes, inapata metal fatigue man.
Hufa. That is the word. So now those are a few modifications that you need to carefully, and one thing I appreciate about the modern cars you're buying right now, Kabi, is they are coming in with very good sound systems.
Yes.
I do not. I think the only thing, kama unataka kuongezea, kama wewe ni mtu wa hufa,
just buy an underseat. Weka underseat.
Hii maneno ya mtungi kubwa
kwa boot.
Unfortunately tunatoa Osman kwa biashara, but ni sawa.
No, Osman anaweka underseat.
Anaweka underseat.
Anaweka underseat.
But they ananga hufa. Jaiona hufa. Weka underseat. Tafuta under seat ya 130 watts. Una, depending na gari yako. Usiende, yeah, kuweka ya 800 na kagari kako ni kadudu.
Kuna mtu hapa, yes, anaitwa Eric Muthaura Koronya.
Yes.
Anasema for Damien, nunua chuma ya Y12, chomelea kwa axle ya nyuma, maisha inasonga mbele. Eric Muthaura, kama unataka kumaliza gari,
enda
ufanye hivyo. You know why the Damien axle is tubular? It is so that it can allow it flex.
Yes.
Ukichoma Y12 hapo, yo gari inaruka-ruka, bro.
Yes.
And utaishi kuchomelea gari.
Kuna kamoja tumuona mahali kamechomelewa, paka kamechoka.
Exactly.
Ay, kamepigwa sport kila mahali.
You know these people, what Kenyans think is that they forget that engineers were not stupid when, yes, they were building these cars. Mm. There is a reason hiyo chuma ya demio inakaanga. By the way it should.
Yes.
So if you're reinforcing that ni kama ile story tulikuwa nasema kwa ile project car tuongeze cross member,
yes,
lakini ilikuwa imewekwa nyororo.
Yeah.
To allow for
the flex. You're right.
So ukiweka, na I want these guys to go look.
Yes.
Ukiweka, ukichomelea Mazda Demio chuma ya Y12 kwa yo rear axle, ama yo rear cross member.
Yes.
Inapasuka huku kwa shock mount.
Correct. Unaenda unapiga spot.
Unaenda unapiga spot.
Tena unarudi unaanza katikati. Let me remind these guys that we have something very awesome hapo chini inaitwa Super Chat.
Na
Mbugua ameweka pale pin ya Time Pesa. Mnataka studio fiti, mnataka nini nini, venye Okabi anasema kutoa ni moyo.
Kwa wala si utajiri bana.
Kupokea ni tumbo. But we appreciate the support, we appreciate the love, we appreciate the conversations.
Yes.
That's why we are called Conversations. Ndiyo Okabi?
Yeah.
So I need us to take some few questions. Nafikiri tuwapatia 10 more minutes and then we are out of here.
Exactly.
To wish you a very good night. So there's a guy called Eric K. Eric K. anasema, Honda Odyssey. Will it be a great deal for a first time buyer? And is it fuel friendly?
Honda Odyssey is a good deal.
Yes.
2.4 liter for the non-hybrid, 2 liter for the hybrid. Na watu wasiogope hiyo Odyssey ya 2.4 liter. The fuel economy is not bad.
Yes.
It is not bad. Honda Earth Dreams technology is superb.
There's a guy called Isaac Ndarwa. Anauliza a very nice question, Sokabi. Say, how do I know if engine or transmission oil is fake? Itujibu tusijibu. So there is a way even us have decided to roll.
Yes.
We buy very unique special type of transmission stroke engine oil that cannot be counterfeited.
Yes.
It's a bit costly, it's a bit expensive, but that's the only way
to be sure
that you're dealing with genuine stuff. So I think there are companies that have said they have put out information on how to verify if you're buying genuine engine oil from their petrol stations. I think you can go out and see what they have said on their website.
Exactly.
Talking about big advertisement, Yabure, but I think there are guys who have put out something like that. Wakabi, you have one you're taking?
Yeah, let me take this one.
Yes.
Kuna Carol Wamboya anasema, kindly review a Nissan Patrol
Y61. Yes.
3.0 diesel, and what is the market price? Kindly, your honest opinion. The Nissan Patrol is actually a good car, but that 3.0 engine, the ZD30, is actually, for lack of a better word, very crappy.
Yes.
So there is another one that is called something 42, a 4,200cc on the Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the best engine. But the ZD30 is a very funny engine.
Mm.
On the Toyota Caravan, Nissan Navara, it's a very bad engine, but for the Patrol, it kind of holds up.
Yes.
But the Patrol is a good vehicle, only that the fuel economy is a bit higher compared to the Land Cruiser counterparts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mwangi Chega anauliza, can you source and import genuine spark plug from Japan at a fee, and how long will they take to reach here?
No, importation is another very interesting
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Importing from Japan is not easy.
Mm.
It is not easy.
Mm.
But you can, it is possible.
Yes.
But instead of doing that, I think there are local dealers.
Yes.
Who can give you even warranty,
yes.
I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the best way would be either one, you do the way we do where we buy the ex-Japan, find a low mileage. Hata hao tunanua magari mpya wengine wajaochi episode. So watangoa.
Watangoa tu.
Watangoa spark plugs. Come now kabisa. Wakingoa wachukulie hizo. Weka kwako. Ama buy spark plugs from people who can give you a guarantee.
A guarantee.
If the spark plugs are bad, you return, you get your money back, or they give you genuine ones.
Yes.
If someone is not giving you guarantees on spark plugs, run.
Run.
They're definitely selling, they're selling you counterfeit. Sindio Okabi?
Yeah, chukua swali ingine moja.
Ah, swali swafi sana. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Kagiri March. Amepiga pale 200. Safi sana imetulia.
Pale
Bugu meka link ya Tiny Pesa?
Wekea watu link ya Tiny Pesa buwana.
Bugu unangoja nini? Weka pin the thing. People want to see the link. Unachelewesha wanguana hapa na wataka kutengeneza studio ya Hollywood hapa.
Wacha nichukue hii swali ya Esther, what's your opinion about Wing Road for a first time car owner?
Yes.
Hey, Wing Road bana mambo yake ni ngumu. It's cheap lakini unaweza ongeza kidogo ununue Probox. Kidogo tu ununue Probox ama ununue
hey, Probox tu.
Ama ununue Honda Shuttle. I know the Wing Road is cheap, but hapo kuna hapo kuna kakizungumkuti. Hiyo gari inamalizanga bushes and sometimes okay, and sometimes inakuwa what is it called? Wacha wing road, I don't think it would be the best for you.
Yes.
Wacha tukwenda to deal na Davis Kipruto.
Yes.
Anauliza, would you advise person in diaspora to know a new Isuzu truck or use? The truck is to be used for contract transportation.
Mm.
I love trucks.
Mm.
Isuzu trucks are very dependable.
Yes.
There's something you call a cost-benefit analysis.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a new Isuzu truck, you have access to credit and all that.
Yes.
If you buy an old one, you save on money,
mm-hmm.
and it can be almost at the same condition as the new one.
Yes.
But you need to be very thorough with
a used one.
You need to be very thorough.
Mm.
If you get a clean used one, that is the way to go. Na kuna mtu hapa anataka pia hii ni deal nayo heads on.
Mm.
Anasema, sellers are rewinding mileages including one guy you referred to us on Kiambu Road.
Nani
huyo? Tuambie hapa Michael bana.
Mm. Michael, ukweli people revise mileage.
Si kitu imeanza jana.
But that's why we insist, hata tukikurefer kwa mtu.
Tweet,
referring you to a guy. Okay, I think we need to make them understand. There are two scenarios here.
Yes.
And we are not defending anyone. But these dealers sell cars that do not belong to them.
As a supplier. So,
unapata amechukua gari ya supplier ndo amenyonga.
Amenyonga mileage.
Yeah, kilitoa gari ya juu. Yeah, leka pale, anapata kumbe supplier alinyonga. But we insist, always call for a pre. Hata kama ni watu nye tunareview gari zao. Kama wamenyonga, tutakuambia wamenyonga.
Tutakuambia wamenyonga.
Na tutakuambia kama ni bomb ama si bomb.
Ama si bomb.
And that's how we roll.
Exactly.
So, referring you to anyone does not mean you go there and say, these guys have the cleanest car in the world.
No.
Do not assume that that's what we say.
And that is why you have that segment that is called
What People Think We Said That We Did Not Say. kuna swali safi hapa ukabi nimeiona.
Uh-huh.
Na nilikuwa nataka niichukue. Watu wanacheza na nini hapa, super chat mbaya sana.
Uh-huh.
Mbaya sana. Money is coming in hot. Sellers are rewinding mileage. Yes, they do. Today I went to Kiamburu. Jamaa anaitwa Abel, anasema and most of the yard walikuwa wana insist about buying a Tenza diesel because they said nowadays they don't have any problems. I remembered ule mama 65 nilipotea kama mwizi.
Well, let me tell you, ukiambiwa na dealer ati ununue Mazda Tenza ya diesel because ati za siku hizi hazina mashida. By the way, let me tell you, that is a huge lie.
Yes.
Maana hata mtalii amewaambia.
Eh, mtalii by the way.
Hata mtalii amewaambia pale Twitter, akamwambia,
yes.
Mimi yangu ya diesel ni fire DPF delete.
Yes.
Na nikafanya nini nyingine?
Na akafanya
EGR na hizo vitu zote. Let me tell you.
Na nani aliwaambia?
Mtalii. Unajua mtalii alikuwa amenyamazia hii story sana.
But leo amesema.
Leo ameadmit.
Which is a very good thing. But pia amesema kitu ya maana ambayo sitasahau. Na mtalii, big up for what you said. Alisema gari za German ni gari zinahitaji pesa.
Zinahitaji pesa.
Kama wewe ni maskini,
wachana na gari hizo.
Wenye ukabe anasema hohe hahe. Ama holoipoloi.
Holoipoloi. Hana mbele wala nyuma.
Wachana nazo. Si lazima kila mtu aendeshe Toyota, lakini kama unataka kuendesha German machine, tafadhali fanya bidii kuwa na pesa.
And there's something they I'll tell people. You see these Mazda diesels?
Yes.
ECX5, Demio, Axela za diesel.
Hizi gari
ndizo sasa zitakuwa kwa Kiluya, kwa Kinaibra. Kuna kitu inaitangwa Shima Lavani.
Ukweli, hizi nazita hizi.
Hizi zitamaliza watu. Hizi gari za diesel, hizi Mazda Tenza na CX5.
Yes.
Hizo ndizo Shima Lavani.
Kitu ingine mtalii alisema, na sijui bado tunamuita mtalii, lakini tutakutaja jina lake. Alisema, the main reason why you need to do these things to the diesel cars is because the quality of diesel, something that we have said
time and again.
This channel started, the quality of diesel is not good and it will have a very big effect on the performance of the diesel car.
Exactly.
100% legit from the conversationalist himself. na sasa mtalii
amewaambia mtalii amewaambia pale Twitter
mtalii tukutafuta
mtalii tukutafuta
ukae chini tuambie sasa
ukiwa umekaa hapa vizuri ukiwa hapa
acha kwanza tutengeneze set unajua mtalii anapenda vitu vizuri vizuri
alafu
tunaweza kuleta hapa tuulize hey bwana
alafu tena unajua lazima tu create space ya mikono sababu mtalii anapenda kuongea akifanya mikono
akiweka mikono
akiweka mikono hivi tuone sasa
na naweza kuja na mresh sasa unajua mtalii anatembeanga na
mresh
sasa lazima tukue na space na vinywaji
exactly
na vitu za jamani
alafu mbugu ataongeza extra light hapa
ndio
muone saa
lazima mtalii unajua jokes mtalii sketch no speaking story ni sketch ni content tu ni jokes juanga jokes mtalii lakini mko na ujinga okay swali gapi zimebakisha hapa tufunge
hii
gani swali gani
niona kitu kama hiyo Geduma Kieri anasema nini lazima tumeruka swali yake si mingi sana
209 LS
LS
by the way the small the, sedan
the sedan yeah.
We are actually looking for one
we are looking for one those were awesome cars by the
very
way.
Fantastic cars kwanza nikipata GS 450 ai ukabi bwana
hiyo ni gari
kuna dream cars zenye okay personally mimi nimejikea one it's only that I cannot get them here if I would have gotten a Mercedes Benz E55 specifically the year 2007 the body the W211 the E55 was the original AMG that was put out to compete BMW and it was a sleeper because it looked like a normal W211 but ndani ilikuwa na V8 that one serikali kufungua tu hivi sema gari ya kuleta that one is the first one and then the Lexus the LS definitely and the GS those were fantastic cars
for me I think the 80 series
wewe najua
80 series that one is a good car it's one of a dream cars
yes
sasa wewe ni mtu wa Mercedes
sana
in as much as BMW ziko na shida zake
yes
nikifika self actualization
yes
BMW M5 competition
lazima ununue
ayeyeyeye
na tunanunua very soon tunataka to join league ya mtalii
sasa kuna ile conversation babes
yes ai nafikiri maswali zimeisha Nina have been okay kwanza Nina said I don't know if Nina is a she or is a he but I want to assume it's a she because there's no way Nina can be a he it will be a very funny name but Nina said that one I'm hoping it is a she so I'm using the she appreciates the chemistry that we have which is something that we also appreciate and love because it does not take a day to come up with what we do
yes.
It is a process that we've come up over time na tume grow into it but she has a question anauliza swali swafi sana hapo kabi swali imeenda wapi tena
Nina mimi naona akisema I've been driving a diesel car from 2006
yes.
No problem so far Nina which diesel car because hata kuna watu wamekuwa kiendesha Mercedes
W123 yes
diesel
yes.
Hiyo ni gari fiti sana Toyota Hilux Toyota Prado Mitsubishi Pajero na pia kuna gari za diesel zilikuwa poa sana
yes.
The Toyota A102
yes
diesel
na
kina 110
yes.
But remember those were Euro 4 engines
yes
they were Euro 4 engines
you're right
Nina Euro 4
unajua watu wana confuse diesel za sahi you see there's something that we've put it across very clearly one there is a series of cars that were open bound zilikuwa na noma series ya kwanza ya 65 that one we know 2012
ilikuwa na noma kubwa
that one
there was even a global recall on that
because there's a guy here called Eric Mudaura who says his dad has had a 2020 Mazda 65 since 2020 and it has never boiled up which is okay
it
we
is
also
okay.
Have a friend called Glenn
Amuno
who has a 65 since 2018
yes
it has never boiled up until now okay but the question is how do they use the car
exactly
that is number 1
listen and I'll tell guys this These guys who have had these CX-5s for a very long time,
yes,
if you look at their driving patterns, they use their cars over very short distances.
Yes.
Hiyo gari ni kupatia ama unipatie?
Ah.
Itaisha.
Tutachemusha.
Tutachemusha.
That one I know. For myself, I know. If you give me an Atenza diesel or a Mazda 6.5 diesel, the laps we do in this Nairobi with those cars, tutachemusha.
Tutachemusha hizo gari.
And the way we drive them, because sisi ndo wale watu wenye manufacturer walionesha, wakaambia, speedometer kaya nasoma 220.
Yes.
Ni 220 na 5 fike. So itachemuka.
Itachemuka tu.
Itachemuka, my brother. Do we sign out?
Manze, masaya kafi.
Yes, you have a question, Mugwa?
Mugwa.
Fantastic.
No problem.
Text tutatongea na we know how to deal with it. Sisi tujasema mtalii ni nani? Sio mambo unasema mtalii.
Mtalii ni.
But watalii hapa Kenya
ni wengi. Watalii ni wengi.
Hata unajua nani pia ni mtalii?
Wamwere.
Hapana. Atuoli.
Atuoli.
Atuoli ni mtalii. Si yako na saa?
Ako na saa. By the way.
Yeah. Shit. Si Atuoli ni mtalii. Na si anaendesha nini?
Anaendesha
Porsche Cayenne. Wewe kwani unajua Atuoli yako na Porsche Cayenne? Ni mwache mchezo bwana. Good night.
Sasa tukiongea kuhusu watalii.
Yes.
Kuna watalii wengi
sana.
Hata huyu Kalasinga. Sipia Kalasinga ni mtalii.
Yeah.
Hata
wakili ni mtalii.
Hata wakili nomad ni mtalii.
Anaendesha rough road, off-road.
Off-road,
adventure. Na ako na saa. Guys, by the way. Na ako na saa. Sasa nyinyi mbona mnatuamulia mtalii ni nani shwali?
Bwana.
Ah, majamaa.
Hata Rigiji.
Hata Rigiji si mtalii?
Rigiji anaenda kwanza anaomba Mount Kenya aki.
Facing Mount Kenya.
Facing Mount Kenya.
To sign out, tumaza kunywa bangi. I think it has been an awesome night. It has been an awesome,
very, very awesome
episode. Fun filled as always. You guys, tuna appreciate maze support, I think. For me, what could be one greatest achievement that I think we've had for the last is to create a community.
And this a community as well. Yes.
Awa se mazeni wa sewa true.
Awa sewa kofiti.
Awa na wa sewa true.
They keep us going.
Ile kitu na wambia tu moja, enyi wajafanya badu. Kila msa kitu watu sukusu.
Ay, studio ina...
Ay, studio, eh?
Mimi kuna kitu nda wambia.
Yes.
I know... There are so many things that we ought to have done, but it's always good. It's a process. Growth is a process, but we'll still keep on pushing this.
Yes.
Na pia, kuna channels ingine, Conversations Raw.
Hata Peter Kibi amesema Conversation Raw, sasa ndo inabamba.
Anasema?
Hiya ibambi.
Conversations Raw, by the way, is epic.
Ah, man.
If you want to see the boys having fun, that Conversations Raw. Na pia Restoration Sunday.
Definitely.
Niliwambia tulibai gari ya 30K.
Ujawambia bado. Inakuja Sunday.
Inakuja Sunday,
by the way. So you guys subscribe on the Conversation Raw. On Sunday, we are revealing a 30,000 car.
Kenya shillings 30K.
1, 2, 3, 30.
Nilipa na Mpesa.
Ukona evidence.
Kona evidence. Ukona message.
Utaonesha. Sunday utaonesha. Gari tulipia 30,000.
30,000.
Iyo hata kereo na tuurumia.
But it is a car,
yes,
that we are going to sign up for Concours d'Elegance.
We must.
This year.
Yeah, because we are restoring it to spec.
To original. So tunaambia watu wa pale NCBA. Tunakuja Concours d'Elegance. Na kama if we are not going to finish them.
Yes.
They are already finished.
Tumewamaliza.
Tumewamaliza.
Kuna mtu hapa anasema ati msamehe mtalii. Atakasirika anze kuongea sana bado hajapona ile break up ya last year. Sasa sure.
I think anaongelea kuhusu Atuoli na Kotu.
Si ndio? Na baba.
Na baba.
Atuoli walipigwa na nini bwana?
Butua.
Peter, yeye alipigwa.
Butua.
So I think Atuoli si wajinga. So to sign up, Wakabi, I think we appreciate them. We appreciate them.
Ngoja, Kagiri March analeta shida sana.
Anasema ni?
Anasema ametuma super chat.
Yes.
Lakini hatujajibu swali yake.
Swali yake ni gani?
That is what I'm looking for. Kagiri March, before I sign out, ebu niambie swali yako ni gani?
Yes. Kagiri, let us swali.
Let us swali.
Mimi ni kiwishia watu usiku mwanana, wherever you are, with your family, with your friends.
Eh.
Yes.
Importing cars from Dubai. Number one, if you're importing a car from Dubai, there are only two cases.
Yes.
Either you may import your car from Japan.
Yes.
Imepita Dubai, imewekwa facelift, imekuja. Because Dubai, they drive left-hand cars.
Yes.
The other thing,
yes,
you may import gari left-hand, you may convert ikakua
right-hand,
then you can import it.
You're right.
There are no pros and cons.
Yes.
Only that you have to be very sure to avoid muosho mmoja.
What I know tuna import kutoka Dubai sana ni parts.
Parts, juu zinatolewa Japan, zinakatakata.
Yes.
Inakatakata. Otherwise, ukinunua bila kuwa careful, utaanza unikuambia wale watu wa, unawambia, uninyunyuzie maji.
Bwana.
Atayarisha ukuosha.
Kuna mtu moja hapa kabla tujaenda, huyu atatuua huyu. Huyu atatumaliza. Victor Claire, amesema woye. Toyota Porte, is it a good car? Jibu tu.
Toyota Porte iko sawa.
Sana.
Yes.
Buy the car. Enjoy the car. Thank you guys. I think it has been an awesome night.
It has been an awesome night.
It feels good to have this conversation always.
We can go
tunaweza ongea paka 5 hours
bana.
Mtusame tu sasa tu tulale watoto na bibi zetu because I've seen the lady of the house, the mother of my kids, the woman who made me scream all type of names. Hallelujah.
Ako wapi?
Ametuma pale amesema awesome content. Sitaki kutaja majina kwa sababu
wacha nimtafute.
Kuna wa... tafadhali. Tafadhali. respect Boma. Respect Boma. Makosa itafanyika. Makosa itafanyika. Good night guys.
Tupatane.
Yes. See you on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, by the way, tunaleta bonge la show.
Yes.
Wednesday ni Double Trouble.
Double Trouble.
A review on Conversations main channel.
Yes.
Alafu usiku. Tunaingia pale Redriven.
Yes.
Alafu Sunday. Kanisa asubuhi.
Jioni.
Restoration Sundays.
Ile wiki ingine tutaanza kuingiza kitu katikati.
Kitu katikati.
Nakwambia
wewe. Na Ibra anaanza kuongea vibaya siku hizi. Ati ataanza kufanya nini kitu? Leo kufanya nini?
Ni makosa imefanyika.
Oh boss. Wewe sasa inaotuene nyumbani. Tuene nyumbani.
Thank you guys. Good night. See you on Wednesday. And yeah, good night.
Good night.
Thank you, my friend. Watu wanataka tuendelee. Tuwezi endelea paka kesho. Yeah.